James Madison's defense gives up a couple of third downs and then stiffens. And JMU will get the football back with a 7-0 lead. 5:25 to go, opening quarter. See what Jordan McLeod and the offense can do now as they've come back out for their second possession. Tyson Lott in the back to start this possession. Two receivers stacked to the far side left, Surratt and Sproles. Phoenix will come in motion across the formation. Here's an RPO rolling to the near side right. McLeod on the run, going to fire. Finds Surratt on the crossing route. He stays in bounds to the 35 to the 40. Here goes E to the 45-yard line. Dives to the 46. A 26-yard gain to Elijah Surratt. Great concept that time to roll the pocket. Came across the formation, and Elijah Surratt's having a big day so far.
Yeah, a little bootleg coverage, and the coverage came down and collapsed on Zach Horton. Then Elijah came open, and then just great athletic play, hitting the stop on the sideline, cutting it backfield, getting a few extra yards.
So Elijah Surratt, his second catch so far in the football game. Here's Zach Horton. He'll be a wing now on the left as he came in motion. Jordan McLeod, here's a handoff to Tyson Lott, hit immediately in the backfield and going to be dropped for a loss. Kadri Daxon, the linebacker, came on a blitz on the outside, and that's a concept where the quarterback can keep it, probably should have that time.
Yeah, that was a tough look. They brought that linebacker on the outside, and they had the tight end crossing back in motion. He just thought he was too far upfield, so he ended up turning up, inserting on that linebacker, but that probably should have been Zach's guy to pick up and see what we got there.
Phoenix Sproles will come out. They'll go with two tight ends now as Kai Wright will check into the football game. Elijah Surratt to the far side left. Reggie Brown to the near side right. There's an ace formation with two wings. One on each side, one receiver each side for McLeod. Second 11, play action pass. It's a slant caught by Reggie across the 45 into Georgia Southern territory, and it'll be enough for a first down to pick up 11. Good job to get in front of the corner that time. Damel Hickman is able to get in front of him, and a good pass that time on the slant. And so far, so good for McLeod. He's 7-for-8 to start the game. They're back into Georgia Southern territory.
Yeah, good job by Reggie so far, too. You know, last game he had a few tough drops, and he was a little bit down on himself, but he's been doing a good job stepping up this week.
Two receivers now as Sproles comes back in the football game. Reggie to the near side right. First and 10 now from the 43 of Georgia Southern. It's a handoff to Tyson. Big hole to the 35, 30. Here goes Tyson Lott to the 20-yard line. 15, knocked down right there in the red zone. Good blocking by Reggie Brown. Finally popped one off the right side. Tyson Lott has the Dukes in the red zone.
Yeah, there was a gap scheme run there, and I'd had two pullers, and they both came around. There was only one guy to hit, so they both took him, and it was just a huge hole. And Tyson, good job exposing it and using his speed in the open field.
One of those pullers was Carter Miller. Good job making his second career start. Tyshawn Wyatt as well. At the 15 now of Georgia Southern, trying to take a two-score lead early in the game. 3 minutes to play, opening quarter. 7-0 Dukes. Lott to the left now of McLeod. Sproles will come in motion. Play action pass. They want to go for a slant. It's going to be knocked away on the slant that time. Good defensive play by the corner, Seth Robertson, who did make some starts a year ago for this team, but got in front of Elijah that time and just played that very well. So 2nd and 10 now for the Dukes from the 15 of Georgia Southern.
Yeah, that was one of those RPOs over the middle of the field with how aggressive these linebackers have been in the first few plays of this game. That's one thing that's been open is those slant routes over the middle on RPOs. And, you know, they good coverage there by the corner on the back hip just to get in front of it.
Now going to go with a four-receiver set. Ymir Knight has checked in for Zach Horton. He is in the backfield right now. We'll see if he goes in motion. He does. Trips to the far side left now from the 15-yard line. Hand off to KB. He tries to turn the corner. Gets knocked down at the 15. Good defensive play by the corner on the near sideline. Coming to make the tackle was Damel Hickman. So Hickman makes that stop, and now the 3rd down and 10 from the 15 of Georgia Southern. Good one-on-one tackle by the corner that time on a dangerous runner in Kalon Black. Bring one of their linebackers off the field right now. Kadri Jackson has made some plays, and now the two teams kind of trading substitutions to see what will work. Zach Horton will come back in for the Dukes. Also, Ymir Knight stays in for Phoenix Sproles. On 3rd down, JMU's 2-for-3 so far from the 15 of Georgia Southern. Trips to the far side left from McLeod. KB to his right. Jordan back to throw the football, has time over the middle. KB makes the catch between defenders. He splits them and dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Kalon Black. Touchdown, James Madison!